Hi, folks. Join us now for another Brooklyn ball game here at Ebbets Field, brought to you by your favorite Post cereals and their terrific new teammate, Post Sugar Crisp. Yes, sir. Post is right back to bring you the Dodgers again as they take on the Boston Braves in the first of a three-game series here at Ebbets Field, Brooklyn, USA. This is the old redhead, Red Barber, saying a hi, hello to you, and Connie Desmond will be along here in a few minutes between the two of us while we'll send you the play-by-play. And your seat right bang behind home plate is reserved thanks to your loyalty to Post Cereals and to your all-out cheers for a sensational new Post Sugar Crisp. So, with Post as our host, let's see what's going on the docket. Oh, man, it couldn't be a nicer afternoon. Great goodness. This is the one we've been waiting for. This is it. This makes you feel like it's spring and baseball and like there's no more measles and free tickets to the circus. Anyhow, we'll have a repetition of a fine pitching struggle that took place for its first copy up at Boston earlier this year. Joe Hatton, left-hander for the Dodgers, and Vern Bickford, right-hander for the Braves. They met at Boston, and Hatton pitched a two-hit shutout to beat Bickford and the Braves, and thereby Mr. Hatton earned himself the award, which comes to fellows who deliver shutouts, the same as those who hit home runs. A case of Post Sugar Crisp. All right, let's go over the batting order. Oh, the sun shines bright in Kentucky and right here in Brooklyn, too. It's a lovely afternoon. For the Braves, who have not won a game in the two they've played with Brooklyn this year, Jethro is leading off in center field. Sam Jethro. Earl Torgerson is hitting second at first base. Bobby Elliott, the big third baseman, bats third. Sid Gordon, the ex-Giant, a Brooklyn boy who lives no more than a couple of blocks right out back of right field here at Ebbets Field, and he's wreaked a lot of vengeance on the Dodgers. Gordon in left field for the Braves. The umpire's now walking out, three of them. Willard Marshall, another ex-Giant, is in right. Walker Cooper, who was just recently traded, you'll recall, from the Cincinnati Ball Club. Cooper catching. Sisti at second base, S-I-S-T-I, Sibby Sisti. Buddy Carr, who came in at 4-for-2 deal with the Giants. Carr's at short. And Bickford, who hasn't won and lost three times, is on the mound. Lifetime, he's beaten the Dodgers three times, lost to them once. Batting order for the Braves as the meeting at home plate takes place now between Captain Pee Wee Reese of the Dodgers, the three umpires, and Billy Southworth of Boston. Reese is leading off for Brooklyn, playing short, of course. George Schuber is in left field. Duke Snider in center. Jackie Robinson at second base, hitting fourth. Paul Perello, the Redding Rifle, in right, batting fifth. Big Gil Hodges with those meat hooks for hands at first base. Billy Cox at third. Bruce Edwards is catching to give Campanella a little more rest there with that torn muscle in his leg. And the pitcher is Joe Hatton. The umpire is Larry Getz, back of the plate, calling balls and strikes. His two associates on the bases will be Lou Jorda, stationed at first, Frank Dascoli at third. That's the original station before you have any base runners. After the base umpire shift, depending and reflecting upon how many men you've got on when you got it. Now, we were just giving you the book and batting order a moment ago. Talking about the Dodgers, well, you ask them, and they'll tell you that it's good to be champs, but that it's better to stay champs. And because they want to keep that kind of flying right here at Ebbets Field, they're mighty careful about physical condition. Ask an expert like Jake Pitler. Old Sugarfoot Jake, the Dodgers' peppery first base coach. What's that involved? And he'll tell you, a friend, you'll never get to first base and talk to me in any conditioning program unless you start with the right kind of meal. Jake got a point there for every one of us. Remember, friends, you just aren't eating the right kind of meals unless you start with a proper breakfast, one that includes fruit, bread and butter, beverage, and cereal. And that's what you should have to get a bright start every new day. When you're choosing that cereal for your breakfast, you make that cereal a nourishing post-cereal. So do yourself a favor here. Eat a better breakfast every live long morning with your favorite post-cereal included. Discussion going on at home plate, going over the ground rules. Whenever you have the first game of a series in a ballpark, and especially if teams have not been in the park in some time, the Braves haven't been here since last year, why then you have to go over the ground rules. For example, the umpires and the two team representatives must be in thorough agreement as to whether a ball is in play at this particular point of real estate and whether it is out of play there. What about a thrown ball here? What about a pitch ball there? What about a ball that gets up against the bench out there in the bullpen? What about a ball by the exit gate in right center field? What about a ball that may get down in that queer little corner in left field where you have an angle of seats that jut right down? What about this screen here that's 20 feet high on top of this 20-foot concrete wall? Suppose you hit a ball through there. Suppose a ball bounces back to the scoreboard and comes out on the playing field. Those are the things that they discuss. Maybe you've often wondered, what do those guys do when they get up there and talk? Ask each other where to have dinner? No, it isn't that at all. It's just the business of a thorough understanding. And you can never go wrong if you've got a thorough understanding beforehand. Some of the bitter arguments that come up from baseball are on situations that come up that were not canvassed in the pregame discussion and are not covered by the ground rules. And as far as ground rules for each park are concerned, each manager makes out the ground rules for his own park. In other words, it is the job of the Boston Braves to understand what the ground rules are as set up by the Dodgers here at Ebbets Field. When Brooklyn goes to Boston, they then have to understand what are the ground rules that the Braves have undertaken to put in their ballpark. Now, first base umpire Jordan walking down the line toward his sector. Big Frank Descoli going down toward third. Billy Southworth, who's his own third base coach, going down there. And in just a second, the Brooklyn club will go out and take the field and will be off. It's always news about anything in Brooklyn, especially the Dodgers. A ball game is always news. I don't think it's news that we've got a fine crowd. Boy, they come here. I mean. However, it is news, and it's wonderful news. This weather. Boy, this is the afternoon of the trip. Now the Dodgers go out to take the field. Brooklyn opening up its first real homestand. Tomorrow is a single game at 2 o'clock. Then Monday night, the Braves here at 9. Then the Western clubs come in, led by the Cardinals, who will be here Tuesday, Wednesday night, and Thursday afternoon. And Thursday will be Ladies' Day. Never a dull day with the Dodgers, and certainly never on Ladies' Day. Pittsburgh is in for a night game Friday next week. Saturday game a week from today. And then next Sunday, May 21, it is Cincinnati, remaining for Monday night, May 22. Then the Cubs, the 23rd, 24th, 25th, and on the 24th, a night game. Now the Star Spangled Banner. Just played in song, the national anthem, which is a custom here at Brooklyn for every ball game that is played, not just special occasions. The Dodgers are afield in their white home suits, trimmed in light blue, which is called Brooklyn Blue. Joe Hatton on the mound. Won a game, which was a shutout, two-hit affair at Boston at the expense of the Braves. Hatton has been uniformly successful since he got into the league against Boston. He's beaten them 10 times. He got 4 reversals. Bruce Edwards catching. Hatton at first base. Jackie Robinson, now a motion picture star, is at second. By the way, I haven't seen the picture, but my wife got to see it at the premiere, which was held in New York last week while the Dodgers were still out on the road. And she told me what I've heard from so many other people, that it's a very excellent picture and that Robinson is fine. He plays his role extremely well on the plate. Robinson is second. Reese is short. Billy Cox is at third. The rookie, Bobby Morgan, is being rested in the bench a little bit, hoping that'll perk him up. Out in left field is George Schuber. Center fielder is Duke Snider. Right fielder, Perello. Sam Jethro, a switch hitter, has the most hits in the league. 32 of them, hitting the 352 is up. Outfield toward left. Curveball is inside. Off the bed was missed back to the stand, just ball one. Ball one, no strikes. The outfield is around toward left. The wind is blowing from right to left. Off the first base to third. Tend to happen deals. Fastball swung on, hit down to third. Cox is up with it. The throw is over to first, and Jethro is out for 3 running step. So, Sam Jethro, the lanky speedster, thrown out third to first. One up and one ball. Just the start of thing. That was the first batter. Naturally, no score. And here is Earl Torgerson. The tall, lanky, almost raw-boned, left-hand hitting first baseman. Wears glasses. Outfield back into right. He pulls. Earl hitting at 289. The Tanda Hatton pitches. A slow curve over for a call strike. Johnny Cooney, slender veteran, is coaching that first base for the Braves. Billy Southworth facing along like a restless cat in a new house, pushing at third. Throw. Slow curve. Low and away. Left-hand pitcher. Left-hand hitter. One and one. Not a cloud in the sky. Air is soft. You just sort of see the leaves and the buds just popping right out of the trees. 1-1 pitch. Swung on, a ground ball down to second. Robinson up. Fires to first and Torgerson's out. Two up and two gone. The Dodgers, if they can win today, and if the Phillies get beat, Washington's going to first place. So let's see what this means. If you look at your National League standings, you'll find out that you've got 6 teams with a bunch. All of them within breathing distance of first place, which makes a very tight race. Bob Elliott, big blonde right-hand hitting third baseman who can blast that ball. They fail to fall way around into left field. Also, the wind is blowing into left. Outfield swung drastically that way, the infield back. Elliott hitting 244. Swings and misses at a low outside curveball. Strike one. Elliott has batted in 19 runs. He leads the ball club in that department. Throw, swung on, fastball, foul tip for two. Post Cereals, mighty happy to be sending you this ball game from Brooklyn. Sending it to you wherever you're listening from coast to coast. No balls, two strikes. Elliott dug in, two out, nobody on. Pitch, curve into the dirt in front of the plate. Ball one. Hatton tried to put a little too much on that, snap it off. He's also trying to pitch it low and make Buston Bob go after a bad ball. Fine crowd here at Brooklyn. One or two pitch, swung on, a line drive hit through in the left field for a base hop. Elliott on, the ball kept by left fielder Schuler, going into second. First taken by Robinson, and it's the first play of the game, the first runner. Now the Brooklyn boy, Sid Gordon. He's up. Right-hand hitter. He's always hit well against Brooklyn. Batting at 262. He leads the Braves in the matter of home runs. He's got 7. Sidney, an open stance. Strong, stocky. Slow curve, high outside. Ball one. Elliott at first. Patton down, checks the run at first, pitches. Curveball just low and inside. Ball two. 2-0. Patton reads the sign. Now stops in his pitching move. Deals. Curve, high outside ball three. So it goes behind, 3-0. All curveball to Gordon. Bruce Edwards trying to throw up the pitcher. Walked in front of the plate a couple of paces before he would return the agate. Here's a 3-0 pitch. Fastball low, ball four. Bounces, single by Elliott, is followed by a base on ball to Gordon. And now Willard Marshall gets in. The Braves are threatening with two down here in the first inning. No score. Man at first and second. Edwards out the mound. Talking to his batter, no score happened. Marshall is a left-hand batter, hitting 261. They play him to full. The outfield shifting back now into right. Outfield has been almost like he was on a shuttle train here in the first inning, the way they've been switching back and forth. Various extremes on these hitters. Marshall swings from the end. Elliott being down off second. Gordon off first. Right side of the infield back. Left side up step. The pitch is fastball for a call strike. That one above the knees in the inside. Larry Getz. The ball and strike indicator. Jorda is now on the first base side of second. And the runners at first and second, that scorer remains on the line behind third. The secret of umpiring, of course, is to have the proper angle. Nothing in one pitch, curveball swung on, popped up. Shortstop reached, is under, waiting. And he loses, the turn, the ball drops, and Elliott scores. The runners remain at first and second. Pee-wee is in his 11th year, and I have never seen him lose one before, but he lost it. He has no sunglasses, he usually wears them. I told you a few moments ago, there is not a cloud in the sky, and Reese, one of the most capable of players, in fact, Bert Schotten says that he's so good, he calls him his ringer, meaning that he's really too good for the professionals. Pee-wee lost the pop fly and dropped 2 feet behind it. Pee-wee standing there, sort of wiping the tears out of his eyes, and there are tears of complete frustration, too, as well as looking into that scar. So Pee-wee, the ball has to be scored as a base hit, of course. Ball wasn't touched. You have no infield foul rule, you know, with two outs. So Elliott, who was running, scores. And there is a sun single of a simple pop fly directly at short. Not too high. But Reese just lost it. When you lost it, you lost it. And Big Walker Cooper making his first at bat now for the Braves. He's going to catch today. Patton throws, curveball low inside. Well, that was a tough break for Joe. It was a good break for Marshall, giving him a base hit and run batted in. Gordon got to the second base. Elliott, of course, running with two outs scored. 1-0 Boston. Well, there's never a dull day in Brooklyn. You see it all with the Dodgers. Cooper swinging from the end. Hits the Cincinnati at 191. 9 hits for 47 at bat. Swings and hits a ground ball down to short. Reaches up, throws to second. In time for the fourth play. So the Braves and Gale had four outs and got a run home. Cooper hitting into a force out at second base. Reese to Robinson. One run, two hits, and the bright sky and the sun intervened in that one. Well, friends, I want to tell you about a marvelous new cereal that has everything. It's Pulse Sugar Crisp. The newest member of the family of famous Pulse cereals. Delicious puffed wheat coated with just the right combination of sugar and honey. When Old Red says it's got everything, he means just that. It's delicious for breakfast with milk or cream and no sugar needed. It's wonderful for between meal snacks. Or you can just eat it right out of the bag like candy. Now think of it. Wherever your fun takes you, for a drive to the beach or out to the ball game, that handy package of Pulse Sugar Crisp can just go right along with you. So get yourself a bag of Sugar Crisp and try it. Hey, on second thought, you better make that several bags. Look for it in the big red and white blue cellophane bag at your grocer's this sunshiny Saturday afternoon. Now that's Pulse Sugar Crisp. a cereal that's just plain fun to eat. Now to move along, the last and first inning, Reese coming up. Well, all things happen to you if you stay up here long enough. I never saw Pee Wee lose one before in the sun, but he lost that one. I noticed that the Boston infielders, especially shortstop Carr, very busy putting up their gloves and peering out from behind them to check the sky. Vern Bickford on the mound. 1-0 favor the Braves, and Reese up hitting 256. A call strike. The fastball off the hands over the inside. Reese, 20 hits. Right-handed deals. Curveball swung on the top of the short. Carr's up with it. Throws over to first and Peewee's up. Carr at short to Torgerson in the first strike. One up, one away. George Schuber hitting at 224. Stepping in. He has been hitting with a great deal of power. Left-hand batter. So far, he's gotten a nod in left field whenever the opposition has started a right-hander. This is the case with Bickford. He pitches. Curve low inside. Ball one. For the Braves, it is Bickford on the mound, and Walker Cooper is making his first appearance back of the bat. Cooper returned to Billy Southwood. They used to be together at St. Louis. Fastball low. Ball two. The infield is Earl Torgerson at first. Sibby Sisters at second base. Looks like he'll play there with Connie Ryan, traded for Cooper, gone to Cincinnati. Bickford wastes a little time, pitches 2-0. Low inside with a fastball for ball three. Buddy Carr, the ex-giant, is a short in the third base by Elliott. Sid Gordon in left. Center fielder is Sam Jethro. Right fielder, Willard Marshall. Outfield well around toward right. Right side of the infield deep. 3-0 pitch is ball four. Cheetah walk. Fastball just missing the outside. First Dodger then to get on Schuber with a walk. And that makes the potential tying run at first. Snyder hitting a 294. Post cereals and post nearest Sugar Crisp, keeping you posted on the ball game. 1-0 favor the Braves. Snyder takes a slow curve low inside of the shin. 4-1. Bickford always gives the Dodgers a very stern argument. Always has. Stops, deals, slow curve, too low, ball two, 2-0. Two balls and strikes, one gone. Schuber leading off first, and Torgerson holding the corner carefully against him. Jake Fittler coaching at first base for Brooklyn. Milton Stark is coaching at third. And the sun is shining brightly. It's a tough sky up above. Curve low inside the Snyder for ball three. The Bishop's gotten himself in the jam now, 3-0. All four curves to Duke. Call, Willoughby. Very strong through the shoulders and chest, left hand hitter. Three nothing pitch. Fastball high outside the ball four. There's one man out, Bishop walks the next two. There's a fellow who won the batting championship last year and was voted the league's most valuable player, Jackie Robinson. There's nobody now who is being as written up or is as well known as this fellow. Just starred in a motion picture. Jackie Robinson's story. You like it. Grubbing, hitting at 329, leading the Dodgers in hitting, as you'd expect. Now feel around to a left, the infield up one or two steps in double play depth. Pitches, fastball into hit. Strike center back out of the way, ball one. We're going to have some action now in the Boston bullpen, down in the left field corner. Bickford in position, deals. Curve high outside for ball two. He's walked two and he's behind 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. sister, the second baseman, has come over to the mound. Taking a little time right now, trying to slow Bickford down. Change his mind. Boston bullpen has gone to work. Right and left-hander. Now the familiar chant at every field. We want a hit. Robinson leaning up there. The count's 2-0. The pitch is a curve outside for ball three. Two balls, no strike. Jack, in addition to being a fine hitter, has a very fine pair of eyes. Three nothing pitch, ball strike. The left-hander for the Braves is the bonus player, Johnny Antonelli. The right-hander is Norman Roy. Left and right-hander working for the Braves. Robinson has the instructions through Milton Stock to how manager Bert Schotten wants his 3-1 pitch confronted. Here it is, the runners go, and it is a curve outside for ball four. Cuba not going, though the pitch would be a strike or not, slid into third, but there was no throw. Ball four at the plate, the Rangers are now FOB, they are full of looking. Three bases on balls, and Texas Cooper goes out to talk to Bishop. And the batter up is Carl Perrello, who's hitting a 275. Well, don't go away, we've got a big minute here at Brooklyn. And our folks, the post-serial people from Battle Creek, are very happy to send you this one. Broadcast it all in New York, as it always is, over at WMGM, and on Saturdays from at home at Brooklyn, over the Columbia Broadcasting System. So, got lots of ears right back, and we're glad to have you. We got plenty of room. All right, Bickford's in a jam. He's about to jump right over in the pickle bags. He's not careful. Rollo up, 3-all, 1-out, 1-0 Boston. The pitch, the curve, good for a called strike. Bickford's been staying with that curveball. Cooper's been calling for one right after the other. This is Walker Cooper, pitching for the Braves, pitching for his fourth team in the league. He was the catcher, you know, for Billy Southworth when those Cardinals were winning those pennants under Little Billy. Runners take their leads. The pitch is swung on, fielded in the left field corner, foul. Johnny Antonelli warming up. The left-handed pitcher caught the ball. Throws it out. Because he caught it way back in. Foul ground the bullpen. Joe Perrello hit a whistling foul ball, and it's a loud strike. A ball, two strikes. 1-0 in favor of the Braves. Schuber at third. Schneider at second. Robinson at first. Three walks in a row by Bickford. Pitch is a curve just outside. Last curve. One ball, two strikes. See, that takes a wonderful set of reflexes to stand at the plate, take a curveball just on the outside, especially with two strikes on you. That's the mark of the finished major league player, that you're not unduly trigger happy. Now let's see what Bickford does. He's actually trying to cross up the hitter. He deals. It's call strike three, fastball, just from the outside. And Perrello turns and slowly walks away. So they tricked him. They gave him a curve just outside. And then McCall, I guess, looking for another curve. They snuck the fastball over. And more than that, it wasn't a completely fastball. It was a three-quarter speed fastball, just to change. A little off of it. With a highly artistic pitch. And quite successful. That's the first strikeout. So now here we are, down to cases. Big Hodges with two down and three on. Last of the first inning. Outfield around toward left. 1-0 favor the Braves because of the sun. Reese with two down, lost a little pop fly at shortstop. Never touched him. Ball's up, foot behind him. The run came out. Pitch, sharp curve, low outside, four, ball one. Bickford trying to work out of this. Southworth has not come out of the dugout at all. And just let the battery go. Very experienced catcher back at the plate. Walker Cooper. Three runners, ready to go, two out. There's a ground ball back up and out, slowly towards second base, and the throw is over to first base in time, and Hodges is out. Nice play by Sister. Ball bounced over the mound as Hodges tried to check his swing. Sister cut right in, was just second base, right in front of the bag, and threw off balance across his body without having any time to wait. He couldn't. So Bickford pitches out of a jam. and he walks through the hot water and doesn't get scalded. No runs and no hits, and three men were left. So at the end of the first inning, it is a run, two hits, and no errors for the Braves, no runs, no hits, and no errors for the... Here we go again. Another player around the National League at the end of three and a half innings with Coslow, left-handing him for the Giants at Philadelphia, and Kurt Simmons also southpaw going for the Phillies. It is 1-0 in favor of the Giants. The Phillies right now in first place by a game over Brooklyn. Chambers, a left-hander, will start for the Pirates of Chicago, and Hiller, a right-hander, will go for the Cubs. Hey, those Cubs have been doing all right, haven't they? Cincinnati's at St. Louis tonight. In the American League, Hooks Wise for the Athletics at the stadium against Vic Rashi. That's just about to begin. Washington at Boston. Hudson for Washington. Staubs for Boston. And it's 2-0 favor of the Red Sox end of the first inning. No score between the White Sox and the Indians. End of the first inning, Kane for Chicago, fella for Cleveland. Nothing yet on St. Louis at Detroit. And here we go into the second inning with Sisley first up. Second baseman who just made a nice play closing the first inning. Right-hand hitter, and Hatton curves in low inside for ball one. Sisti is 0 for 6 this year. Hatfield toward left, right-hand batter. Fastball is over, ball strike. Sibby, the last couple of years, is probably Southwest's most dependable pinch hitter. Third Boston. Hatton pumps. Deals. Curve bunted, foul. Sisti working, of course, for a base hit. One ball, two strikes. 1-0, favor the Braves. Osorio sending it all your way, and a little bit later on we'll tell you how you can get the 1950 Dodger yearbook. Keep your ears open here. So, high, very high. 2-2. Hadn't ready to pitch 2-2, does fastball, strike 3, and Sisti has not had a hit in 7 official at-bats this year. So Hatton tossed in, fastball tossed strike 3. Carl, right-hand batter, hitting 175. Took that stick a little bit. Hatfield back in the right, not playing into full. Hatton throws, ball strike, fastball on the outside. Carl has an open stance. Spreads his feet. Wind blowing into the left field corner from right. Curveball hit foul, one around, outside third. Nothing in two. Carr's done a good job at short for the Braves. Talking with Billy Southworth before the ball game this afternoon, and he said that he was very pleased with the deals that he had made. One in which he sent Stanky and Dog to the Giants, Carr, Gordon, and Marshall. Curveball low outside, ball one, 1-2. And then the recent deal in which he gave up Connie Ryan, an infielder, to get Walker Cooper, the big veteran catcher from Cincinnati. 1-2 pitch. Curveball just misses. High outside, and she's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Don Newcomb is sitting down on the bench of the bullpen for the Dodgers. Says his arm feels a great deal better. 2-2 pitch. Fastball swung on. There's a high fly ball out of the deep center. Snyder is back. Sunglasses down. He's under. He has it. Put up the center guard. Two up, two away in the second inning. And the pitcher, Vernon Bickford, who has one hit for 11 tries, pitch in. Right-hand batter. Hatfield back in the right. They're not playing him to get around on the ball. pitch swung on fastball. Good attack. Had to turn out of the loop. The ball's on strike. Boston 1. Up to 0. Here in the second inning. Joe throws a curve, swung on a miss. Doesn't break him down for the kneecap. He's by 2. Patton deals, curveball in there. And the pitch to Buick and turns to give it the ball and catch Edwards and hands it to him. Ball strike 3. So the Braves went down 1-2-3 in the second inning. Takes the field leading 1-0. Well, look here, fans. Here's a breakfast combination that's just as smooth as a $1 million infield. Post, raisin, bran. Crackling, fresh, tasty bran flakes plus tender, seedless California raisins. Yes, ma'am. That's Post Raisin Bran for you. A fruit and a cereal combination that's just double delicious. The flakes give flavor to the raisins, and the raisins give flavor to the flakes. And like all Post cereals, Raisin Bran is guaranteed fresh. So try Post Raisin Bran some morning real soon. You'll see why it's Post for flavor, Post for freshness, Post for the most of everything good in cereals. Now, before we get along into the second inning, let's pause briefly, 20 seconds worth, for station identification. The first pitch lasts the second inning to Billy Cox as a curve right over. Brian Bickford returns and Cox follows it. It's a high foul ball out of play. And the left field stands for strike 2. Bickford pitches that move. In a hurry to get out and go someplace. He didn't waste any time at all. He always does pitch the ball. Cox is off the 4. He played the night game at Cincinnati. Last in Brooklyn played before this one. This is his only game playing in third base. Florida William is outside for ball 1. Fastball to the place down there trying to make him chase it. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Curve low outside. Ball 2. 2-2. Cox is a bat that is stained a dark brown. The throw is a curve. Strike 3. That's 2 strikeouts apiece. One out. Last of the second. 1-0 Boston. Bruce Edwards, stocky, acrobatically strong catcher, hitting 167, 5 for 30. Fastball low outside, ball 1. Boy, that Bickford got himself out of about all the trouble he could get out of in the first inning. When one gone, he walked Schuber, Snyder, and Robinson, 3 straight. Then struck out Perello. He really pitched to him and got Hodges on the tap to second. Pitch is swung on, a high ball into right field. The wind's holding it up. Marshall's underneath. The right field is set and makes the grab. For Edwards. 2-up, 2 gone, and pitching happening. Now walks up the bat. He has 1 hit for 7 at bats. This is Joe, he's a fair hitter. One thing he does well is bunt and beat them out, so see where third baseman Elliott is. He'll step up inside the bag. Torgerson's also up close at first. Here's Cooper down, give him a sign. Top fly, back to second base. Sister goes over and makes the catch. Patton is trying to check his swing with a high inside pitch. Put out to the second baseman. Having a cross last the second inning at the end of 2 innings. A run, 2 hits, no errors for the Braves. No runs, no hits, no errors. I'm very glad you came along to be with us on the broadcast with the best wishes of Post Cereals. As you know, on the at-home Saturdays, The post folks are very happy to keep you posted on the doings of the Dodgers. And we'd like to sort of keep in touch with future Saturdays. Well, the very next one on May 20th, Pittsburgh will be here. Maybe ears right back for that one. Then the Cardinals will be here at Brooklyn on June the 17th. Pittsburgh again on June 24th. Philadelphia, oh, there's a hot one, on July the 8th. Chicago on July 29th. Cincinnati on August 5th. These are all Saturdays, home Saturdays at Brooklyn. The Braves back again on August 19th. The Giants on September 2. St. Louis again on September 16. And Philadelphia on September 30. It'd be funny if they're fighting for the pennant on September 30. Wouldn't be a surprise, would it to you? Now, Sam Jethro, first up in the third. Left field, round toward left. Sam is switch hitter, batting right handed. Takes the third, going inside. Jethro, the most hits of any player in the league, batting at 348. He's got 32 good ones. Down the ball game, being thrown out third to first. Pretty well back to the plate. Swings at a high top fly, going in the short left center. Let's see. Center fielder Snyder is in. Glasses down. He had let it all for Jethro. One up and one away. Beginning the third inning. 1-0. Favor the Braves. End of two innings, the Red Sox leading Washington in the American League 2-0. End of two innings, the White Sox leading the Cleveland Indians 1-0. Earl Torgerson is the batter. Hitting 286, right up to here, left-hand hitter. Fastball in his knees. Ball wide. The Phillies have just come up with four runs in the fourth inning to go ahead of the New York Giants. 4-1 at the end of four. Now you're up to date on the post scoreboard. Patton throws to Torgy, a curve with a fine shot to the out of center field for a base hit. Joe Torgerson goes right around first base, makes his turn, and holds up. Snatter cut the ball off, slipped to his knees, but recovered and threw in to Reese, who relayed on to Robinson. So it's a line single, drilled in the center field by Earl Torgerson. A little conference out of the mound between catcher Edwards and pitcher Hatton. Elliott hit a solid single into left field for the first hit of the game, the first inning. Moved to second as Gordon was walked and scored as Reese in the sun lost a simple pop fly to short. Simple? Well, not simple today with a sky like that. Curveball is low outside. Ball one. Now, for those of you all around the country listening to this post-serial broadcast that may not have heard the first inning, don't want you to misjudge Pee Wee harshly. That's the only pop fly I've ever seen him lose in 11 years. Only one. Throw. Curve swung on here off the end of the bat up toward first base. Hodges picks it up and puts the tag on Elliott for the out. Naturally, Torgerson, no play made on him, moves down to second base. Still gone. Elliott retired, first baseman, unassisted. Sid Gordon. Hitting at 262. Took those four curves and then took his base. Pass, first in. He's a dangerous hitter. He's always hit well against Brooklyn, always well in this ballpark. Swings on a curve and bounces the ball deep on the left center field. It is in there for a big home run. Like you said, that was some time. Hit it from the left center field, section 32. It's 3-0 in favor of the Braves. Here's Gordon running between second and third. There he comes, on his way up to the plate. Out of the southward, takes the other hand. And it's a case that goes to the trip to the Sid Gordon household. Yes, sir. I see awards, you know, for home runs and shutouts. Some award, too. That's home run number 8 for Sid. Gives him a total of runs batted in, 17. He drilled him. He's top man now in the National League, in charge of Ted Williams of the majors for the most homers, 8. Here's Willie Marshall, swinging and missing at a high curveball. No longer a 1-0 ball game. She is 3-0 in favor of the Braves. Sidney boomed one. Patton comes back. Curveball high outside. One and one. One ball, one strike. That ball was well hit. When she got up high, you could see it hooking. Boy, that one was about from a Connie Desmond's tee shot. Getting here to tell you about him in a minute. There's a ground ball off the pitcher's glove, heading to the tree, and tags Marshall out. That's out number three. The ball carried off the pitcher's glove over towards first. Heppman retrieving the ball was right up against the runner when he came up with it. So, two runs on two hits. Solid hits, too. Big home run by Sid Gordon. Well, speaking about Desmond, I don't know whether he's going to talk about his golf drives or his house out in Flower Hill, Long Island, or about what a nice day it is or anything, but, Connie, have you got a word for us?
Oh, I sure have, Red. I got the word on that swell new cereal, Sugar Crisp. Man, it's so delicious, folks eat it right around the clock. Yes, sir, Post Sugar Crisp is such fun to eat. It makes a hit for the whole family. For breakfast, you just pour on the milk or cream. Remember, you can skip the sugar, because Sugar Crisp is just sweet enough. Sugar Crisp, you see, is wholesome puffed wheat coated with honey and sugar. And that makes it a tasty snack any time of day. And you can eat it right out of the bag. It's just the kind of nibbling the whole family will go for. So remember, as a cereal, it's dandy. For snacks, it's so handy. Or eat it like candy. Look for Post Sugar Crisp at your grocery store. And the big cellophane bag with the three little Sugar Crisp bears on the outside. Okay, Red.
All right, Cornelius. Hey, what were you talking about, Connie? Well, here's Reese. First up against Vic, the last of the third. Right hand hitter. Vern deals. Last ball over for a false strike. Huey hitting at 253. Takes a pitch outside. That's one and one. One ball, one strike. She's 3-0 in favor of the big, bold Braves of Boston. Pee-wee swings. There's a high fly ball hit down the left field corner. Gordon, the left fielder, goes over and makes the catch. Fellow just made the catch is the guy that hit the two-run home run just now, Sid Gordon. The Braves actually have put together, with the exception of Johnny Mize, the batting order for the Giants 3 years ago used to make all those home runs. They got Big Cooper back to the plate, Marshall out there in right field, Gordon out in left. There's George Schubert to face the book and swings at the ground ball down to the right side. The second baseman hands it over to first, and that's all for Schubert. Two up, two gone. And of course, for the Braves, in this Big Elliott, they've got a fellow who can hit their ball a long way. Sam Jethro out of center field doesn't come up with so many long hits. That is, as far as home runs go, although he has three triples. But he comes up with a lot of hits. Snyder up the rook, the left-hand batter takes a high inside fastball. All right. Duke has walked in the first inning. He's pre-game off at 294, still riding. The wind is toward left field. Duke swinging, throws it into the third base stand. One and one. While the wind was blowing the way that Gordon hit his home run, he didn't need the wind. This was belted. Pitch a deal, Snyder swings, high fly ball out into deep left center. Left fielder Gordon, under it, makes the catch for out number three. In the three inning, let's check our totals, Connie, before you grab the tiller here. Speaking nautical terms, because I know that all your life you just like to go out and sail those little things around. At the end of three innings, it's three runs, four hits, and no errors for the Braves. Do you concur, sir?
Right, sir.
Yes, sir. And for the Dodgers? Gee, I don't see anything at all, do you?
Nothing in my book.
No runs, no hits, no errors. Well, Connie, I would ask you a personal question. I want an honest answer. Have you ever seen a nicer day?
Oh, this is wonderful. Now we can only shoot golf.
Boy, you and I are lucky we got a job. Go ahead.
We got it. Robinson, Frillo, and Hodges, of course, will come up if you're looking ahead on that part of the list. because the Dodgers got to start breaking some runs. Their pitching has been sort of wobbly, and that Western trip was a cruel one as far as they're concerned. But right now, at the present moment, Mr. Hatton must contend with Big Walker Cooper, Sibby Sisti, and Buddy Kerr. The outfield plays this big fellow around and to left. Cooper batting at 188, 9 base hits, yet to hit his first home run. Maybe I better be quiet. 3-0 in favor of Boston here, top half of the fourth inning. Hatton's first pitch swung on, and there's a high fly ball that is hooking foul and going back into the stand. Shugo was over, right up against the barrier there to watch it sail in, and it's a long, loud strike. Boston out in front, 3-0. Top half of the fourth inning. Cooper the first time up. The ground ball down to Reese. Big, strong right-hand batter. Hatton shows him another one. Oh, line to left center field. Snyder comes in under it and takes it to the out. Ball was solidly squacked. Snyder playing in position there in left center field, hauled it down. So there's one away in the top half of the fourth inning. And brings up Sibby Sisti. Sisti made a very fine play to get Bickford out of a trap there in the first inning. Hodges checking his swing, and the ball hit over the mound, and Sisti scooped the ball up and got Big Gill for the third out. Swings on this one, with a fly ball to right field. Here comes Perillo in under it now, a shade over towards the line, takes it for the out, makes two up, two down. Bobby Feller has just hit a home run for Cleveland the last half of the third inning. The inning is not complete. Chicago is leading 1-0 as Cleveland came to bat in the last half of the third inning. Here's Buddy Kerr. Hitting at 173. The Braves out in front. 3-0 here. Hatton's first pitch swung out and hit wide of Kerr and through. Hit a stab but couldn't quite get to it. A step away. Shuba retrieves out in left field and gets it back into Robinson at second base. The Buddy Kerr bouncing single just out of Billy Cox reach. Peewee has got to back up the play, but he's got it to him. It doesn't make any difference. So Kerr on at first base, and we're waiting now the arrival of Vernon Bickford, who's coming up towards home plate. He had a sort of a spasm of control trouble. Walked three men back-to-back in the first inning and then got out of it, striking out Perillo and getting Hodges and a bouncer to second base. 3-0 Boston. Hatton's first pitch swung on and bounced down along the third baseline. Cox has it, goes to first base in time, and that is all for the Bostons. 5-3 if you're putting him down in your book. No runs, one hit. Single by Kerr in the left field. Right now, friends, once again, here's the old red hitter.
Well, we told you a little earlier, we're going to tell you how to get the 1950 Dodger yearbook. Boy, this one is a dilly. First place to last. In fact, I'll tell you confidentially, it's a double jointed stomp down dilly. It's an exciting, colorful baseball book that Post Cereals is offering you baseball fans all over the country from coast to coast. It's jam-packed with all the essential facts and figures about every player on the roster. Pictures, too. Plenty of them. And complete information about the entire Dodger organization. Now, friends, your copy of the Dodger yearbook is waiting for you. Just send a box top from any Post Cereal package, or else the front panel of a Sugar Crisp bag with a quarter, don't forget that two-bit piece, to Dodger Yearbook, Box 79, Brooklyn 1, New York. Now, send for it right away. It's the same book that sells at Ebbets Field for 50 cents. You can get yours for 25 cents, plus a Post Cereal box top or the front panel of a Sugar Crisp bag. Just write to Dodger Yearbook, Box 79, Brooklyn 1, New York, and be sure to include your own name and address. Now that's Dodger Yearbook, Box 79, Brooklyn 1, New York. Okay, Brother Desmond.
Got it, Red. Robinson takes the first pitch outside, a curveball for ball one. Bickford comes right back to him again, high fastball. Jack walked in the first inning. He got the third walk in a row there. Bickford is dealing out. He's hitting at 329. 23 base hits. Outfield drastically around into left field. Big, strong right-hand batter up there can pull. Robinson. Wagner has to dig back and forth. Bickford spins, comes down, his pitch swung on, a bouncing ball hit the second. 50 Robinson picks it up, close to third, in time. Jack loses his cap down along the first baseline. Ball was wrapped quite solidly out there, and Sisti, after knocking it down, picked it up, made a complete turn, and threw the first base to the out. Sisti getting a chance to play now that Tony Ryan was dealt to Cincinnati for Dick Cooper. Carl Farrillo took call strike three, first time up. Takes a curve, lifts it high out toward right field. Under it is Marshall, and takes it for the out. Carl was telling us before the game, Rednar down around the batting cage, that he only hit one ball solidly on the entire Western trip. And that one he hit foul. He's going to have a little trouble. His average is sliding down a bit. So Big Hodges, who had a chance to get the Dodgers well there on the first inning and grounded out to Sisti, who turned a nice play on him, is up. Two out, nobody on. A curve busts in there for a call strike. Hodges batting at 306. 22 base hits. Outfield is shade around in the left, and they're backed up, you can bet. Infield deep, too. Now the strike one pitch. That one way outside. A big hook that got off Cooper's mitt. Ball one, strike one. Bickford picking off his time from the veteran receiver. Now the 1-1 pitch, inside. Ball two. These are anxious days around ball clubs, you know. The cutting down date on May the 18th, and some of the boys wondering where they're going to go. Ball two, strike one. Hodges up, two out, nobody on. Last half of the fourth inning, Braves lead 3-0. Both serials, very happy to be sending it all your way. Bickford lets up on a curveball, and Hodges goes after it, misses, strike two. So the deuce is up, 2-2 the count, two out, nobody on. Last half of inning four, 3-0, Boston. Bickford comes in with a hook, swung on, nubbed off the end of the bat, wide at first. Get away from him, and Hodges is on at first base, and it is. What is a base hit? Well, Gil, who hasn't been getting the ball too well lately, and he'd taken it. He hit that ball right off the end of his stick, and you can see it just sort of spinning, like you would, take a massé shot, we'll say. Base hit. Oh, Gil on at first base, and that is the first hit off Bickford. Billy Cox up, struck out first time. He's 0 for 5 since he got back in the lineup. Hodges at first, two out, curveball, misses outside, ball one. Bickford is sneaky fast. He's got a good fastball, although he doesn't rely too much on that. He likes to fool around with those half-speed hooks. Throws to spot. Pitch, half-tap, swung on, hit down to second base. Sisti up with a toast to first for the out. And Mr. Bickford must have some tantalizing stuff out there. That's about the third Dodger hitter that is rather undecided whether or not to go for the pitch or not. And checking his swing, the ball went out to second base, and Sisti made the play. No runs, one hit. One man left on, and just like that, here's Red back again with our post-serial scoreboard.